Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, I'm back now, and Eileen is here. Let's take another call or so here. Let's take Byron in Canada. Hello, Byron. You're on with Eileen Fleming.
Hi, how are you guys?
All right.
Hey, Rick, I just want to say on your show last night.
Yes, I know you tried to get through, and we couldn't get a lot of people in.
It was sort of like fighting a one-armed guy, though. It was he didn't do too well against you guys, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what I wanted to ask Eileen,
yes.
When did you first find out about the USS Liberty?
And I tell you, even with all my investigation on the Israel-Palestine, I really never came across anything. But June 8th of this year, I was in D.C. June 10th was the march in D.C. to end the 40-year of occupation of Palestine. And on June 8th, I was attending a luncheon, the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Conference,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Paul Findlay spoke. Congressman Paul Findlay spoke, and this is when I first heard about the Liberty. And then I started noticing more articles, and when the Chicago Tribune article came out the beginning of October, that really got my interest. But how I really came on fire about this, on October 13th, which was the New News 53rd birthday, I was invited to go out to California and speak at a No More Wars for Israel conference, which they had dedicated to the Nunu, and I went with the intent that we were going to raise some funds for his defense. And that is when also Phil Torney was also one of the speakers, and when Phil said it was God that kept us afloat, it was the same thing as, with Vanunu, do something, got to mm-hmm. do something. And on my website, on my homepage, I began a week before Veterans Day. I've four articles so far on the Liberty. I have received my weight in documents. And more is coming on the Liberty, and I'm just dedicated. My mission now is, doing what Congress has failed to do, a thorough investigation. This is what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be cranking out articles, and I've interviewed six of the veterans so far. I'm hoping to speak to families. And any veteran from the Liberty who will give me an interview, will talk to me, tell me their story, because I just feel like we the people, we need to know. And this is how we support our troops and honor our veterans, by getting the truth out and demanding and insisting that this administration, this Congress, do the right thing, do the honest thing, do the moral thing, and let's look at this. Jesus said the truth will set you free. Well, you know, it's time to rise up and demand it, demand the truth. We've got to take our country back, man. We're losing it.
Yeah, I knew about this probably 20 years ago. Jim Innes, I think was his name, wrote a real good book
yes.
on that. Pardon?
Yes.
Yeah, Innes' book. Right?
Yeah, it's been at least
exactly.
20 years.
Salt on the Liberty.
That's right.
It's amazing. Like, I thought, after this story hit the Chicago Tribune, that there'd be some Congress people would get enough cojones to at least bring it up. I don't even think it's ever been mentioned in Congress, has it?
Yes, well, it has, but not very much.
What happens is...
It's the Chicago issue? It's been mentioned?
Well, Senator Percy, when he was head of the Council of the Foreign Relations Committee there, tried to, deal with the issue, but admitted that he was helpless. His hands were tied, and the committee by the Israel lobby.
Right.
But that was a long time ago. I'm saying just since the Chicago Tribune wrote the...
recent story, yeah.
Yeah, nothing has been done
nothing,
about that.
Nothing
hey,
will,
can I ask
unless
you just
we speak.
Quick,
we the people
got to
demand this.
Well, we got a break coming up, folks. We got a break and come right back. Thank you. I'm Rick Adams.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back now. Byron, are you still with me?
Yeah. Can I
you are.
Back?
All right. You had another question
yeah,
there before the break.
Quick. You know, after 9/11, and I hope you do some investigation in 9/11 too, or write some stories or whatever about it, because I think Israel was involved in that some way. But you know, we were told Mr. Bush came out and he said, "Well, you know, they attacked us because they hate our freedom and democracy." When you were over in the territories, which if people have a right to dislike America, that would be the place, you know, that it should be. Could you tell me about what the feelings was of the Palestinians toward Americans? And the other thing is, we've always heard that the Arabs and Jews have fought for thousands of years. Did Mordecai's family, did they leave Morocco because of the way the Arabs treated him there? Or,
no.
Or how was it? Did
no.
he ever talk how he was treated there? And I'll hang up and I'll
yes.
listen to you.
Thank you very much,
much
Byron.
Thank you. Those are excellent questions, and very numinous that you would mention 9/11, because this is really what woke me up. And on my blog is I talk about 9/11, and I didn't for a second believe anybody would hate us because we are free. It did not ring true with me. Anybody would target and murder innocent people. There's deep roots to that. The the Palestinians, the Muslims and Christians, and the Jews up until 1948 in that land we call the Holy Land, they got along. What they were fighting against was, of course, the British, you know, and before that it was the Ottomans. So, I mean, there's always been, they've always been occupied there. But the Palestinians that I met with, the Muslims, the Christians, they are in solidarity against the occupation. They are brothers. They are sisters. I don't know if you remember, but a few months after 9/11, the Bethlehem siege, this is when Israel went into Bethlehem and they cold-bloodedly murdered, you know, Palestinians. Of course, they claim that they are terrorists, and they claim anybody is a terrorist because they are against the occupation. And this is what the way it's spun, though. When I was in July, I went to Jenin camp, and this was just about a week or a few days, really, after Abbas and Olmert made the deal, you know, that you know, everybody had to give that up their guns. And I interviewed underground Fatah. This is not the Abbas Fatah where they roll up their windows in their Mercedes and block out the people. This is the underground Fatah, the service providers, you know, as Hamas began as service providers. And when Hamas was elected, this was a clear message, not supporting violence, but a clear message that the people were sick and tired of the corrupt Fatah that, you know, is really another layer of the occupation. This is what the people are up against. It's the occupation. This is the root of the problem. If when the occupation ends, we will dissolve a whole lot of this terrorism. Tony Blair even said 70% of the world's problems with terrorism can be traced back to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So let's go to the root. This will happen in Annapolis. It's going to be another photo op, unless we the people rise up and get on Congress. Write your Congress people. Write fax Bush. I do it all the time. Let them know you are aware and you're sick and tired of the BS and you're not going to take it anymore. And you know, the media, it's over for the mainstream media. They're not giving us the truth, but the truth is out there. You're hearing it tonight. And we the people, we've got the internet. This is the new fourth estate. We got to rise up and do it, because they're not going to do it for us. We got to demand it. And you know, they all should be impeached. I think all, you know, everybody there, they're not in our best interests. And there's another excellent website, If Americans Knew. Mm-hmm. And that, if Americans only knew,
yes,
that,
yes,
we would change this world. But we, the people, got to get off of our asses, pardon my French, quit being couch potatoes. I think this strike here with these writers may be the best thing in the world. The people get tired of watching reruns. Get on the internet, investigate for yourself, and rise up and let your Congress people know that you know. Because they think we're all dumb, and we're not. We the people are much better than the leaders we've got in power.
Very well. All right, let's take Joe in Providence. Hello, Joe. You're next with our guest Eileen Fleming.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
You know, whenever there's a convert to Christ, to Jesus Christ, Satan and his children are very unhappy. There's just something about it that Satan and his children just don't want to lose one of their people. You know, I'd like to go to the scriptures, the true history that's written by our forefathers. If I could, Eileen.
Yes.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. This is Paul speaking. St. Paul wrote most of the New Testament. For ye have heard in my conversation in times past, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly jealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, you see, he was a chosen vessel. He had no choice in the matter. testimony had to go forth. I'd like to go over Stephen. You talked earlier about Stephen and what got him martyred.
Yes.
I'd like to read a few words that he mm-hmm. brought forth that they didn't like.
Uh-huh.
And this is just for them, just for you people that are listening in. Acts chapter 7, verse 48. Stephen speaking. Howbeit, but Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth in temples made with, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophets. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Which the prophets have not your which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? He's talking directly to the Kenites, the sons of Cain from the beginning, that call themselves Jews. And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have not been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. Four more verses and I'm done. Mm-hmm. Mark chapter 11, verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. Not the synagogue, it's the temple here. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening time was come, and he went unto Bethany to the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, and if haply he might find anything thereon, any fruit. And when he had come to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem. See, this was the fig tree. So these were the bad figs that we're talking about that Stephen mm-hmm. was addressing.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. I'm going to skip down to 18. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. Now, what kind of religious community was that?
Well, I definitely appreciate everything you said there. Joe, is it?
Yes.
Thank you very much. But, you know, the Torah commands from Moses to Jeremiah and Isaiah, all the prophets taught that the Jewish claim on the land of Israel was totally contingent on the moral and spiritual life of the Jews who lived there, and that the land would, as the Torah states, vomit you out if people did not live according to the highest moral vision of the Torah. Over and over and over again, the Torah commanded, when you enter your land, do not oppress the stranger, the other, the one who is an outsider of your society, the powerless one, and then not only you shall love your neighbor as yourself, but also you shall love the other. And I'm quoting Rabbi Lerner of Tikkun, which is Hebrew for heal, mend, and transform the world. And I'm a Christian of the Beatitudes, Dorothy Day kind of a Christian, who said, love is not the starving of whole populations. Love is not the bombardment of open cities. Love is not killing. Our manifesto is the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, and this means we will try to be peacemakers. So I come down real strong about the hypocrisy in all religions, but my rock, it's the Beatitudes, when Jesus said, you know, it's the poor and the oppressed. These are the ones closest and dearest and most precious to God. Not the elite, not the arrogant, not the proud. And Jesus promised it's the peacemakers who are God's children. So this is my sense, my faith, and this is what I've tried to convey in all my writings and on my website, is the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes.
Wow.
One other quick thing, Rick.
Yeah.
Eileen,
you better hang on, Joe.
All right.
We got a 3-minute break, and then we'll wrap up in the next 8 minutes on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves!
Yep, all right, I'll buy that. We're back now in the last few minutes of the segment here with our guest, Eileen Fleming. And Joe, you wanted to respond to what Eileen just said in response to you. So go ahead.
Yes, Eileen, you brought forth the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes were addressed exactly to the woes. If you ever want to do a comparison, these were the direct sayings of Jesus to answer the woes to those individuals. And remember, the first Beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't say the rich, the poor in spirit, not in wallet. Not in their wallet, but in spirit. And I'd like to ask you, Eileen, I know there are some people out there. Myself, I'm going to contribute something through the mail. But there are some people that find it difficult to come out of the underground. They want to keep all their donations very confidential. And would there be a means of which they could contribute some cash, maybe in an envelope, to an address where they Their name would not be able to be traced to the money.
I would think you would not ever want to send cash, but if you are talking about sending a donation to Venunu, I think if you got like a money order or you know, something like at the post office or the bank, there's some way to do it that way. But I would never send, you would not cash, because he would never get it, because Israel confiscates his mail. And
what about to his adoptive parents in this country, as you alluded to earlier?
Yes. You see, this is the thing. If you can donate directly to that bank account, and it's the address and the account information is under Venunu Archives, to donate to his freedom of speech. But, you know, if you're worried about a money trail or something, I honestly don't know how that could be done. But don't send cash, because he'll never see it. You know, maybe give your donation to a friend who doesn't mind having their you know, check cashed, and do it that way. But anything you could send, I know would be helpful to him, and just also the support it would give him to know that we, the people here in America, do care.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
And we are the, of course, the website is one address, and that is www.weareWideAwake.org.
Right.
But in addition to that, is there any number that they can reach you or somebody at where they can, people that don't have access to the Internet or PayPal, for that matter?
Oh, well, yes, I could go ahead, and if it's okay, I can just read the account information if people would like to do it that way.
Okay.
Hold on, my computer. Okay, let's see. Checks would be made payable to Trust for Mordecai Venunu, and that's Mordechai Venunu, Vanunu. Please put the account number 878-573-7S1. So that's 87-85-73-7S1 is the account number, and it could be please mail to Postal Credit Union, 8499 Tamarack, TAMARACK Road, Woodbury, Wood, and then Bury, BURY, Minnesota, 55125.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you for being with us on this program for the last hour and a half, and we went a little more than we intended, but that's fine, and we will have you back for an update and more on Mr. Venunu, and certainly God bless you and your efforts very much, Eileen.
And thank you, and the next time maybe we can get more into the Christian exodus from the Holy Land. This is another thing I'm on fire about.
All right.
Okay,
you got
I'll
it.
Rush. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you.
We will do it. Appreciate that, and have a good Thanksgiving now, and a safe one. Thank you very much. We just didn't have time for all of the callers calling into the program, and I'm sorry for that. But I'll be back after the break with an open line, an open half hour, and you can continue to discuss what we've been discussing, but there's also a lot of other things we need to come up to really up to speed on. So we'll do that too. 800-313-9443 is our number to get on board with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. While you're online, click on republicbroadcasting.org. Join us, support Republic with your contributions and your prayers. Certainly your prayers don't cost anything. And we pray in the name of Jesus and thank you for your prayers very kindly, very much so. Those of you who have contributed to the network and to me personally, I'm very grateful as well. I can't name all of you and can't mention all of you. There's certainly a lot, but thank you. We'll be back with much more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now. We do have open time, finally. And just a word about this week, since we have a very short week. Thanksgiving, of course, is Thursday, and we do give thanks. We give thanks to the Almighty for much that we have had this year and many victories that we have had, but most of all, the victory that we have in Him, because that is the ultimate victory, is Him and Him alone. And Thursday, we will obviously be off the air. Friday, I will be rebroadcasting last Friday night's program, and I think you will find that to be very interesting indeed. You know, talking about the Clintons, particularly Bill and Hillary Clinton. So I think you will find that to be a very efficacious rebroadcast. So that will be this week. Tomorrow night, though, we have lined up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. So I know he's been on was it today, I believe, on John's show, but he will be on our show tomorrow night, and we'll have open time again to discuss things that we just haven't had much time to discuss in such a short span of time. Here's something I do want to mention before I take calls. As you probably have heard, for the first time in our history, our national history, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear a case that will decide the meaning of the Second Amendment itself And the Second Amendment Foundation is happy about it. The Citizens Committee to Keep and Bear Arms is happy about it. Even the NRA, yes, they're happy about it. Gun Owners of America, they're all jumping for joy. And, of course, the feeling is, the consensus is, that the Supreme Court will rule that the Second Amendment affirms and protects an individual civil right to keep and bear arms. And previous Supreme Court rulings dating back to more than a century have consistently referred to the Second Amendment as protective of an individual right. But now we have this case of the District of Columbia versus Heller. And that issue will be focused on by the court, and the court has announced as of today that it will hear the appeal in that case. And that was the case in which seven Washington, D.C. residents sued to overturn the District of Criminals' 31-year-old gun ban. In March, the District of Columbia Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that the ban is unconstitutional, much to the surprise of many, because it violates the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The court further ruled that the amendment does protect an individual right. The ruling set off a firestorm in which gun control proponents had been frequently claimed to support a right to keep and bear arms, dropped all pretenses, and publicly acknowledged they do not believe there is such a right by the Constitution of the United States. So, in fact, tonight NBC News had Pete Williams do a story on it, and Pete typically blew it. You know, he mentioned in his piece about how this case will decide once and for all whether the Constitution gives gun owners the right to keep and bear arms. Now, he said that. He said the Constitution gives them the right. No, Constitution does not give anyone any rights. The Constitution merely affirms those rights that are given by God, not the Constitution, not the government, not the state, but by God. So this case is going before the U.S. Supreme Court, and many people are pretty happy about it. I don't know. We will certainly wait and see. But hopefully common sense might prevail. Given what's on the court, though, you know, there are some people on that court, like, you know, Souter and Ginsburg and some of the others who scare me. Breyer, of course, is, well, he can go either way on an issue like this. But I'm very nervous, certainly, about someone like Ginsburg, who's definitely anti-Second Amendment, very strongly a leftist, Marxist, communist, and always has been all of her life. And, of course, Souter, exactly. You know, you're in the same situation there. I wouldn't put much faith in them. Now, we do have the John Roberts Court. You know, we have the court of Sam Alito. These are Bush appointees, and we will have to see exactly how, quote, Americanist and constitutionalist they are. That is something we'll have to see. I can't say with any degree of certainty, as some of the others have, but we will definitely find out about that. Now, before I take calls, there was something else that I did, yes, indeed, I did want to mention to you, and that happens to be the case, really, of Ramos and Compion. Once again, these men languish in prison. Their fellow, prisoner, fellow, protector of the nation, Mr. Hernandez, has been released, as we all know, from federal prison. And yet these two men, these two agents for the Border Patrol, still remain in prison. And we're hoping now, based on the information that has come out about the rearrest, once again on drug charges, of the man who was given immunity, who was supposedly the victim of Agent Ramos, may very well give a large crusade, a large push, if you will, for the release of Agent Ramos and Compion both. A number of congressmen are pushing it now, as are many, of course, in the media as well. all joining together, Phyllis Schlafly's group, and oh my goodness, there's just a number of people, who are very concerned about these two gentlemen languishing in federal prison. So we'll talk more about that too. Much more to talk about indeed. But let me go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Ken in Texas is first up. Hello,
yeah,
Ken.
Hey, Rick. First of all, tomorrow Ron Paul's got a big ad in USA Today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, heads up on that. And number two, you know, Alex Jones has got this new video out called Endgame.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen it?
No.
Anyway,
I haven't even heard of it, to be honest.
Yeah, hey, people should go through their bookstores if they find it. Put it out where people can find it. Stick it on the end cap. Let people find this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I go to bookstores, I find these books like one from Jim Myers, Rule by Secrecy. I take it and put it from the New Age section and stick it out by the political stuff so people can find it and sell it.
Oh, you sly fellow.
You got to rearrange these bookstores.
I understand. You got to be careful, though.
No.
Well, you don't want to get in trouble for...
No. Hey, nice talking to you.
All right,
I'm
Ken.
Done.
Just be careful, though. You know, you don't want to give the proprietors an excuse to throw you out or make an arrest because you are touching property and you don't want to do that. You know, you got to be careful what you do. I realize your zeal, and it's a good zeal, but you don't want your zeal to get you into trouble because then, you know, that can happen and it will embarrass the movement. So you just have to play by the rules as much as you possibly can. And then when it becomes impossible, well, that's another story. All right. Wes in Idaho. Hello. You're on the program.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Wes.
I missed a website for your last guest.
Yes, you missed it. That's Eileen. You're talking about my guest, Eileen Fleming.
Yes.
And you want the exact web address where you can reach her?
Well, yes.
All right. Do you have your pen? Do you have your paper ready?
Yes,
all
I
right,
can get
me,
it on.
Let me read it slowly to you again, all of you out there, so you'll know. Because we do have a way of having to rush. All right, it is www.weareweareWideAwake. One word now. WeareWideAwake.org.
No problem.
You got it? Very good.
I wanted to ask her if she knew of 2 Samuel 7:10. Where it said God was going to move his people, Israel, to a different place where they would not be bothered anymore. She sounds like she's on a beginning of a learning.
Yes, I understand. I would have brought that up myself. But, you know, it's not for me to correct every little thing and to try to set people straight theologically because we just don't have the place and the time to do everything in one program, you know.
Just trying to direct her. That and the first time the word Jew is used in the Bible is 2 Kings 16:6, where Israel and the tribe of Judah were at war with one another. So how can they be one and the same?
Well, Israel was divided, the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom, as you know, Judah, the men of Judah against the men of Israel, the tribe of Israel. They were warring each other right from the beginning.
The point
no doubt about it.
The point is they cannot be one and the same. There's a distinction, although I understand.
Well, you see, Judah does not mean Jew now. Is that
well?
You don't think that it means Jewish, do you?
Well, it's come to mean that. I understand the word Jew can be defined in three different ways: the religion, the nationality, and the bloodline, which makes it very confusing.
Well,
but anyway,
what's confusing is this: people have taken mostly the King James translation of the Bible, where the word Jew is mentioned quite copiously. And they have assumed Jew to mean Israelite, Jew to mean Judah, Jew to mean Judean, and all of that is wrapped up in one tribe, and that one tribe they think is in Israel today, represented by, quote, the Jews. And I think that if you study the scriptures thoroughly, you will find that that is not true.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
I do. Bye-bye. I thank you. very much. Thank you, Wes. All right. So that's the web address again. It is www.weareWideAwake.org. All right. Now we will take more calls. Joe or Joel in Wisconsin is next. Hello, is that Joe or Joel?
It don't matter.
Okay. All right, it's Joel.
Okay. The Second Amendment thing, that when you brought that up, I wasn't aware of it.
Yes.
That really bothers me a lot.
Okay.
I don't trust the Supreme Court. I think it's asinine to let the federal government interpret any law, any amendment to the Constitution that is designed to limit them. That's not to be...
I share your trepidation, Joel.
It's not to be interpreted by them, and that's like letting the fox guard the hen house. And
I don't want to be a total cynic either, but, I mean, let's face it. We've seen the vested interests that are at play in the judiciary all along for many years, haven't we?
And I don't necessarily trust them gun groups. They haven't accomplished anything in the hundreds of years that they've been around.
And I wouldn't say they haven't accomplished anything.
Well, they haven't accomplished anything to prove, you know, they've had, the NRA's had over 100 years to prove what the Second Amendment means, and they haven't done that. They haven't been spreading that information. It's in all the state constitutions and in our history.
Mm-hmm.
And if just spell it out, they could have been convincing the people rather than waiting for the seven guys, federal people on this, that guy.
Well, look at what happened to Rick Stanley in, his state.
Exactly.
And the state constitution and the law was written after the state constitution to undergird it, that it meant the right to keep and bear arms was an individual right. And they arrested him.
Exactly.
And now he's in jail.
Okay, just let me ask you this. What do you think the chances are of the Supreme Court overturning what the illusion of what they have spread that the Second Amendment means now?
My personal opinion?
Yes.
I don't want to be a cynic, Joel, but having seen what I've seen all of my life and having lived in an age of declenching, an age of legal apostasy, I'm not going to hold my breath, okay?
Exactly. That's what I think.
Now, I would be pleasantly surprised if, in fact, they did do that. And to be perfectly honest with you, I was just, as I'm sure many were, including yourself, torn asunder when this District of Criminals Appeals Court actually ruled that ordinance was unconstitutional. That raised a lot of eyebrows, didn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yes, but now they're making a mistake and going back to let the feds decide.
Well, again, they have to because of the appellate process. They're not going to end it there. I mean, it's going to go up to the court, and the mayor of D.C., which, of course, enacted that ban, years ago, is fighting tooth and nail and blaming the guns for the problems that people have caused. And all you have to do is look at the crime in the city and look at who's causing it and then tell me that gun control could possibly work when guns are not the problem. It's people.
Well, you're using common sense.
And they don't have any.
No, they don't. And so that's what I'm worried about. I think it's going to come out the other way.
Well, yeah, I think I hope you're not right. I hope I'm not right. But I don't hold my breath, and we just pray that maybe some wisdom might prevail, maybe. Let's just hope and pray anyway. Let's not just totally give up until it happens.
Is it scheduled at any time? Or?
Well, it's going to come up, not obviously any time very soon, but, I mean, by the time the case is argued and goes back and forth, it will be during the next year, 2008, which is going to be an interesting year anyway, isn't it, huh? Wouldn't it be something if the Supreme Court said that and said, yes, it is unconstitutional. Every man and woman has the right to keep and bear arms, and all hell breaks loose just then, huh?
Yeah, would that be, maybe that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Next year, maybe the timing is
maybe
irrelevant.
Maybe it's perfect,
huh?
Yes. Maybe that's, they're setting it off. There's a reason they never took it up before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they couldn't prove their way.
Mm.
That's why they avoided it.
Maybe
for all
now
years.
The relevance is greater than ever then, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. They don't
I
care
think
anymore.
So. I think we're coming to the point where we are going to have to face that inevitability. defending America all over again, defending freedom.
I think so. And I think we're going to lose this time.
I understand your skepticism. It takes moral conviction to win, and we need to restore morals before we do guns. Because guns without moral values and understanding of freedom isn't going anywhere.
No.
Right?
I agree with that.
Sure.
But we don't have the morals, and it looks like we're going to lose the guns.
Well, let's not lose faith. That's the most important
thing. I lost it a long time ago.
you don't lose faith, though, in the Lord. That's for sure.
No.
He's in control, and he's got the victory for you.
But he's not going to do my shooting for me either.
No, but he sure is going to, he's going to give you the weaponry that you have at hand to win the battle, the sword.
Okay.
That cuts both ways. Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay.
All right. Got a break. We'll be back with a final segment of the program with Rick Adams tonight on this Tuesday night Thanksgiving week right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we shall do that in 3 minutes from now.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Yeah, that's what you've been doing. Well, not all of you. Too many Americans have been doing that, though. And now the result is evident, right? Well, now the storm has come, and they don't know what to do. And it's bigger than Katrina. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a mammoth storm taking over our shores, taking over America. Oh, how I wish I had time tonight on the program to continue to read to you stories of national interest that are not making the so-called mainstream media. How the Internet now is coming under attack. That is one of the issues. Obama sells out to the Israelis. That is another issue. They're all kissing the foot of the master in Jerusalem. The UN control freaks seek to micromanage all aspects of our lives. And yes, this does include the Internet. You heard tonight Eileen talk about the Internet and how we value the freedom that we've had all this time. But you see, that may not be for long. Many are trying to find the way through the United Nations worldwide to limit the use of the Internet. Some are calling, once again, even the ADL types for prosecution of pornography on the net. And that's all well and good. It sounds nice. The only problem is when they open the door to all-out censorship, political free speech censorship, once that camel has his nose in the tent, you know what happens. Isn't that nice of them, the ADLers, and those people who say they're against pornography, the very pornography that their tribe has profited from immensely? Oh, my. These are the issues that we will continue to talk about as we continue during next week and during December, as we near the end of this year. These are perilous times coming upon us, ladies and gentlemen. We must be prepared to deal with all these issues. Tomorrow night, Mr. Chapman will be back here, theinternationalforecaster.com. Do your homework. Tomorrow night will be his midweek email, his newsletter. And there's so much to talk about. Oh, my. We haven't talked in a month. And we will catch up tomorrow night. I promise you that. I don't think we have any final caller right now online, do we, Mike? We don't. All right. Joe who? No, but he already spoke, right? Yeah, all right. I don't have any new Joes. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine then. All I can tell you is that tomorrow night we will be here live. Thursday night, of course, we won't be. And Friday night, we will have a rebroadcast. So I just want you to know that that will be the case. So you won't be calling in expecting to get on live and waiting for the producer to pick up the phone. All right? A word to the wise should be sufficient. All right. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central Time, we hope to return by grace of the Father, the Almighty in heaven. And Lord willing, we'll do that. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, we will have Bob Chapman on, and we'll do some talking. So you stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night, everyone. With